Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. The mannequin lies tilted in a chair. Smoke wafts from a hole in its forehead.
God! You've got a you! You've got a gun! The thing is that you...
Grace lowers the gun.
This is so Ray Donovan, am I right?
I asked you if you have a gun, and you said no.
Grace puts it in a box.
That box is for weed. Don't take my weed box.
Grace removes the gun.
Frankie, come here. Just sit down for a second and hear me out. Please.
I'll pace, thank you. You know, moving target.
You're right. I didn't tell you about the gun, but only because I knew it was going to upset you.
Grace removes the clip.
Isn't that me being sensitive to your feelings?
Only if sensitive and feelings are marksman terms.
Why do we have to make such a big deal of this?
This is a big deal. You just shot a gun in our house. It could have been me. It is me. Oh, God, you shot it. Her, me, right between the eyes.
Look, I didn't go on a murder spree. I just shot that... What is that thing? A dummy?
The politically correct term is decoy.
Well, I'm sorry that I scared you, but that...
Grace stuffs the gun.
Decoy scared me.
Oh, you poor scared murderer.
Between the sofa cushions.
It's not murder if it's an inanimate object.
I hate guns, you know that.
I do know that. But look, the thing is, I am a really responsible gun owner. I keep it in a safe, I lock up the bullets separately, and I'm a great shot. I mean, you have to admit, that is very impressive. Shooting someone between the eyes, from behind, in the dark.
Nothing you can say will make this okay. I will not live with a gun in the house. You have to get rid of it. End of story.
Not end of story. Frankie, you told me that you feel safe because of me. To keep you safe, I have to feel safe. I feel safe when I have a gun in the house. Ergo, we need a gun.
Don't you ergo me. And there is no we until you get rid of that gun.
Oh.
Frankie leaves. At Saul and Robert's. Robert sits alone on the patio.
What are you doing out here?
I couldn't sleep. Keep thinking about last night.
It still is last night.
Yes, well, guilt is nature's Adderall, and shame is nature's cocaine, so I'm writing kind of a stimulating cocktail right now.
You don't have to keep beating yourself up.
I keep thinking about why I got so upset last night. And you were right. I do have this weird shame about being in the closet all those years.
Why? We're out now.
I'm not entirely out.
What are you talking about?
Talking about my mother.
This is about your mother.
Robert sips from a mug.
I have to do it, Saul. I have to come out to her.
Oh, God. Please don't.
Saul sits.
You don't owe that Irish Voldemort anything.
I'd be doing it for me.
You think coming out to her is going to make you feel better?
Yes, I do.
When has that woman ever made you feel better about anything?
Robert looks away.
Does she still refer to me as the loud, tall Jew at the law firm?
Only to distinguish you from the slender black one.
She's never going to give you what you want. She's not capable of it.
Saul, I know what she's like. I'm not expecting her to suddenly sprout a new personality.
You want me to come with you? Distract her with my lanky Semitism?
I appreciate the offer. But I need to do this alone.
Okay, just promise me you won't let her get to you.
I promise.
Robert takes Saul's hand. saw Pat's Robert's hand in a nail salon.
What's wrong with me? I usually revel in an awful breakup.
Like Craig Dietrich.
Craig Dietrich, exactly. The audacity of dumping me at prom.
At least you got him back when you changed his yearbook quote to, I'm Craig and neither of my balls have descended.
Well, that's what he gets for catching me cheating on him.
This is fun. I never have fun anymore.
Oh, me either.
What if I had Mitch watch the kids tonight? You and I could go out.
We are out.
No, I mean out. At night. Look!
Mal pushes her breasts together.
Amazing baby cleavage. I could borrow one of your slutty dresses. Let's go out and look slutty together. Fun!
Only I didn't already have plans. Before you ask, if you're not a box of wine and a bag of donuts, or a bag of wine and a box of donuts, those plans don't concern you.
Do you want me to ruin your pedicure? Because I will smudge a bitch.
Mal extends a thumb toward okay. Bree.
I'll go.
At the beach house. Glasses on, Grace is at the table with her laptop. She looks toward the kitchen, then picks up the walkie-talkie.
Frankie? Okay, breaker 19. Frankie, hello?
Grace removes her glasses and gets up. By the pool, Frankie sits with her laptop.
Now you're not even answering your walkie-talkie?
I lost it.
What are you doing, Frankie?
I'm not going into the house until you get rid of your 55 Magnum.
Don't you think this civil disobedience show is a bit much? Huh? I saw this on an episode of the Brady Bunch.
So did I, and it was very effective for Marcia.
I see you've eaten.
A bagel sits on a table.
How'd you get your breakfast?
I opened the kitchen window, used my grabber to reach in to get a bagel and jam. By the way, there's a fair amount of jam on the floor in the kitchen.
Come on, Frankie. We haven't gotten anything done since the break-in. How are we supposed to catch up if you refuse to come inside?
Think of it like you're in the New York office and I'm in Tokyo. I'll Skype you once I figure out the time difference.
Really, Frankie?
Frankie closes her laptop and stands.
I think I've made myself perfectly clear. I'm not coming in until you get
rid of... Well, you're going to have to come into the house if you want to keep berating me.
Damn it.
Grace walks back inside and leaves the door open.
Good. Now, we're going to have to send out an email blast to drive people to our website. We need traffic.
Whoa, slow your roll. None of that's happening until you get rid of that gun.
I get it. You're mad. We were both upset last night. A gun was fired. A doll was shot.
A doll? A decoy of me with some of my actual hair.
But it wasn't you. If it were, then yes, it would be bad. Prison bad.
You held my face in your hands and promised me.
Frankie, I have had that gun for 15 years. I have had it at the beach house this whole time. You didn't care when you didn't know about it. Why can't you just go back and not know about it?
I know we've had our shit, but at least we've always been honest with each other.
Grace looks away, then shifts in her chair to face Frankie.
I'm sorry. Okay? Can we please just move on?
Sure. Fine. No problem. Except no fucking way.
Frankie strides out. Grace removes her glasses. At a building, two lion statues flank the front steps where Robert pauses. He raises his thumb.
May the truth live in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart.
He touches his forehead, lips, and heart, then trudges up the steps. A sign over the entrance, Our Lady of Constant Mercy. Inside, Robert pauses in a doorway. A gray-haired woman sits in a wheelchair studying a crossword puzzle.
Hello, Mother.
Robert.
He kisses her cheek.
Well, I wasn't expecting you. Did my birthday come twice this year? Or were you afraid I'd die before Christmas?
You're never gonna die. You're far too stubborn.
He gives her a tight-lipped smile.
Your Aunt Anne came by last month.
So, you're speaking to each other again?
No.
And how is Uncle Billy?
I'm not speaking to him either.
He nods.
What's that you're working on?
Friday's crossword. Once I finish this, I have nothing left to live for.
I brought you something. It's a Kindle. It's really amazing. You just tell me all the books you want to read. I order them online, and they show up right in here almost immediately. It's all done electronically.
He extends the tablet.
Yes, I know what a Kindle is, dear. Mrs. Montgomery has one.
Oh, good.
She doesn't like it. It's too bright. She says it hurts her eyes.
Well, I can adjust the brightness for you.
I don't know. I suppose it seems a little self-indulgent not even to be able to turn your own pages. I'd miss the feeling of earning my pleasure.
Right.
Robert sits.
So why did you come to see me today?
He reboxes the tablet.
I just wanted to talk about the stuff in my life.
Don't mumble. Is everyone okay? The girls?
No, everyone's fine. It's nothing bad.
That's what you said when you told me about the divorce.
Oh, well, actually, I want you to know that I recently got remarried.
Oh. Well, I guess my invitation got lost in the mail. Who is she? How young is she?
Robert straightens his shoulders.
You remember Saul?
You mean the loud Jew from the law firm?
You usually mention he's also tall, but yes, that's the one.
What about him?
He's the one I married.
What are you talking about?
I married Saul.
She sits back and looks off.
Oh, this is because of Grace, isn't it?
What?
So you married the wrong woman, but that doesn't mean that you're...
gay. Yes, it does. I am gay. And a man named Saul Bergstein is the love of my life. And now I'm lucky enough to call him my husband. I probably should have started with the I'm gay thing, but I thought if I mentioned the I married a man thing, it would clue you right in.
Frowning, she fiddles with her pencil.
Aren't you going to say anything?
What do you want me to say?
No. You're happy for me?
Fine, I'm happy for you.
He nods, then looks down.
What? You surely weren't expecting some kind of blessing for this.
No. But I was kind of hoping you'd surprise me.
Surprise? I don't do that.
He is really a wonderful man. He's everything to me.
Her brows furrow.
Oh, you know, you are just like your father.
Gay?
Selfish. You were always a selfish boy. Now I see you've grown into a selfish man.
Really?
I could have happily died never knowing that you were one of them.
Goodbye.
He heads for the door.
Robert?
Yes?
Why don't you take that Kindle thing with you? I'm never going to use it.
He picks it up and closes the door on his way out. She returns to her puzzle. Nighttime at Saul and Robert's in the kitchen.
Hey, love. Just wanted to know how it went and hoping you're doing all right. Let me know. Oh, hang on. The other line is ringing.
Saul moves to the answering machine and pushes a button. Bergstein, Frankie.
Hey, hang on 1 second. I'm on the other line. I'll call you back, or you call me back.
He ends the cell call.
Sorry about that, Frankie.
It's the other one.
Oh.
Saul picks up the handset.
Hi, Grace. Robert's not here. He drove up north to visit Cruella DeVille.
She's your mother-in-law now. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Actually, I'm calling for you.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Frankie by any chance?
No.
Is everything okay?
Yes, fine. It's just, she left at noon, and I haven't seen her all day.
When was the last time she checked in?
She hasn't checked in.
Huh.
I mean, she once checked in from the back of a minivan I was driving.
I know.
Did something happen?
We had a fight. I mean, nothing crazy, but just our usual odd couple shenanigans. She seemed especially heated, though.
Must have been she didn't even call me to complain about you.
Did you call the boys?
Yeah, and they've already called all the Del Tacos. Nothing.
How about
the Find My iPhone app?
Did that? Man at the gas station who's had it for a week wasn't very helpful.
Maybe she's with Jacob?
No, he's out of town, and I'm out of places.
Do you want me to come over?
Saul, that's not necessary.
Stay there. I'll be right over.
No, Saul.
In a bar.
Why did Dad just send us a text saying he loves us unconditionally? Must be enjoying scotch au bac. On that note...
Bree finishes her drink.
Later, skater. Where are you going? It's the perfect time to leave. I'm drunk enough to take an Uber, but not drunk enough to flash the Uber driver. Last time I did it, the lady got real mad.
Bree sorts bills.
No! No, you can't go! Mitch hasn't been punished nearly long enough. When I told him I was going out, he asked if that meant he had to babysit. Babysit. His own kids. This seems like a nuanced argument where both sides are dumb.
A man steps between them.
Sorry to reach over you like that.
It's cool. Reach all you want.
Bree and Mal exchange a look.
Another round, please.
Smiling, Mal nods. At the beach house, Grace sits on the couch, pillow in her lap.
Did you call the people in our Tuvan throat singing group?
Yeah, I tried. It might shock you to hear that a bunch of Sherpas don't have phones.
How mad was she when she left?
Oh, you know, maddish.
She glances quickly at him, then lowers her gaze.
Mad. Real mad.
What did you do, Grace?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. It was a misunderstanding.
What was the misunderstanding?
I have a gun, and she misunderstood that I have one.
Oh, nobody hates guns as much as she does. Coyote had to stop running track because Frankie would get so upset every time the starter pistol went off.
And your solution was to have him quit the track team?
Open-mouthed, Saul stares.
Wow, that explains so much.
To be honest, he was getting a lot of participation ribbons, too.
Judases!
Frankie, thank God.
The two great betrayers. Are you having a betrayer's dinner? Do you have a club?
We were worried about you.
Oh, now you're worried. When a bullet is whizzing by my head, nothing. But I hang out a few hours with my yogurt shop friends, and now your concern kicks in.
I forgot to call her yogurt shop friends.
Did she tell you she shot at me?
You shot at her with a gun?
I shot a dummy.
Are you caring now? Saul, pat her down.
Grace holds up both hands.
I only came back.
He backs away.
To find out if that repulsive implement of death is out of my house yet.
It happens to be our house, and no.
You have to get rid of it.
Why, because you say so? You are unbelievable. Mistrust circle talking stick who won't even entertain having a real conversation about this.
There's nothing to say about it, Miss Gun Circle Shoot Stick.
Eloquent rebuttal, you see?
Why do you even have a gun?
Robert gave it to me.
Robert gave it to you? Oh, no. Is there one in our house?
No.
Saul, could we focus on the gun in my house right now?
Right, right. Okay, perhaps there's a compromise.
How is there a compromise? I keep the gun here 3 days a week.
She shoots half a round into the sofa.
You see how she exaggerates?
You see how she tries to dehumanize me with a third person?
Did you ever consider for 1 minute that that gun is for your safety, too?
She'll
you
be
were the
coming
one that was so scared and wanting
comes,
to be protected.
She comes. She'll be
Frankie
coming
marches
round
around
the mountain.
Grace.
She'll be coming round the
what
mountain.
Fresh hippie hell is this?
She used to she do comes. This at town meetings.
She'll be driving.
It's her
six
form
white
of a filibuster.
Frankie gallops around Grace and Saul.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll
could
be
go
driving
on for
six
a while.
White horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. When she comes.
Mal sits at the bar. Bree heads toward it.
Thank you very much for the drink. I'm Ryan, by the way.
Hello, Ryan. Evidently, I couldn't help myself. You seemed like a Manhattan man.
Well, I do love a maraschino cherry, and this is the manliest way to eat one in public. Why don't you join me?
Maybe later I have to go talk to my sister in an angry whisper.
Why did I just buy Square-Jawed Ryan a drink?
Because we think he's handsome and we might want to get gross with him.
We?
You. Just gross with you.
I don't have the energy for charming, flirty conversation. And also, I had barbecue for lunch.
He is so handsome. And did you smell him? It was like a vintage leather club chair and lemons and strong, callous hands working their way around a woman's body.
Okay, I'm switching this out for water.
Bree moves Mal's martini, then sips the water.
You're chasing a vodka martini with vodka? Are you insane? You can't handle a Grace Hansen.
I'm having fun!
Since when is your idea of fun getting drunk and sniffing some guy? You do realize you have a husband waiting for you at home.
You know what's waiting for me? Mitch just texted that Maisie, you know, our girl baby.
I know who she is.
She shit all over our bed. He wants me to come home because he doesn't know what to do. That's my life. A shit covered bed and a man who can't figure out laundry.
Don't go. Get a room here for the night. Make him clean it up.
You don't get it. I always have to clean it up.
I really hope that's metaphorical.
Mal sips her drink.
You're so lucky you don't even know. You have all this freedom.
Well, freedom's been a real boon to me lately.
But at least you get to do what you want.
I don't know what I want. I only know what I don't want.
But you're not trapped.
Bree regards Mal.
You feel like you're trapped?
Mal sips again.
I don't know. Sometimes, lately, I feel like there aren't a lot of surprises for me down the road. You know, my kids will grow up, they'll move away, I'll become a grandmother, I'll get my face done, my grandkids will graduate from college, I'll get my face redone, and then I'll die.
I mean, that's silly. We'll all be dead from loose nukes long before most of that stuff happens.
You think?
And I don't think you're trapped.
Who are you kidding? You would hate my life.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, you've always wanted a family, and now you have one.
Mal picks up her phone.
Mitch just texted in. I have to go. Listen,
no.
All I'm saying is you still have choices. And if you get to choose...
Mal glances toward Ryan.
Choose that. I love you.
I love you.
Just kind of a...
Mal chugs her drink.
That's me. Just... Jesus, Mal. What is going on?
It went everywhere. It went everywhere.
Bree looks at Ryan. He smiles and eats the cherry. Bree smiles. At the beach house, Grace sits on the stairs. Saul hands Grace a martini.
She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
If you come to the shooting range with me, and you'll see how
we
safe it is.
We will all shout hallelujah.
Jacob.
Frankie runs to Jacob.
When she comes. Oh, thank heavens you're back.
Yes, I flew back in a plane to the airport.
I know how planes work.
Do you know how picking people up from the airport works?
I was supposed to pick you up. I'm so sorry.
That's cool. I was just worried when you didn't show up or answer your phone.
It was a day of worry for all of us, Jacob.
Oh, hey, Saul. Why were you guys worried?
Because last night I was gunned down in effigy, and now Annie Oakley refuses to give up her kill stick.
I might be missing a few pieces of this story.
Grace has a gun.
And?
Grace has a gun.
That's terrible. You should get rid of that gun.
Why are you pausing weirdly?
Grace moves closer.
I'm not pausing? Oh, yeah. I just heard it.
This is important, Jacob. I know you're okay with a bow and arrow. Are you okay with handguns?
Can I make myself a sandwich or something?
No, wait a minute. I'm interested to hear your view on this.
Seriously, they don't feed you on a plane. Now, in the old days, they used to...
Jacob.
All right, fine. I worry about you two living alone out here, especially after that break-in. So maybe it's not such a bad thing that Grace has a gun.
Thank you. No, thank you. I can't believe this. There's only so many betrayals I can take during a 24-hour period. Fuck all y'all.
What did I do? I'm not one of the y'alls.
Oh, you're a y'all, Saul.
I'm sorry, Frankie, but you asked for my opinion.
Don't say you're sorry. You're just being honest.
Don't defend my boyfriend.
Well, somebody has to. You're biting his head off. After all he's done for us?
What have I done?
Are you kidding?
Enough to deserve that sandwich. Go make yourself a Sammy.
Well, I'll make sandwiches.
No, he can make his own sandwich.
Why should he make his own sandwich? A guy that's loaned us $75,000.
What?
You know, I know I'm not supposed to say anything. But...
Then don't! Everybody but Grace, go in the kitchen and get yourself a sandwich.
Frankie, what's going on here?
Frankie looks away.
Jacob, did you loan us $75,000?
I did not.
What?
Oh, boy.
Jacob glances at Saul. Frankie closes her eyes and presses her hands to her head. In a bedroom, Ryan nuzzles Bree's neck.
So how did you do that thing with the cherry stem?
I tied it with my hands and popped it in my mouth when you weren't looking.
Impressive.
It's gonna be $300 for tonight. Is that okay?
You're funny, and you do smell good, like bourbon and fancy soap.
I'm not joking. $300 for the night.
What?
I'm an escort.
What?
I thought you got the gist before when I said $50 to make you holler.
No, I thought that was just an odd shout out to Tone Loke.
I'm sorry, I thought you understood what was happening here.
I did not.
He lowers his head and puts a hand on his heart.
Oh, my apologies. I better be going. Again, I'm sorry for the confusion.
Just out of curiosity, what happens when someone says, I can't do this?
Well, then I take off my shirt and ask, are you sure?
I can't do this.
Ryan drops his jacket and unbuttons his dark red shirt. He wads it up. Bree looks him up and down.
Are you sure?
Bree smiles. At Saul and Robert's, Saul sits with two empty wine glasses.
You're back.
Hey.
How'd it go?
Good.
Really?
Yeah. She took it far better than I expected. Sends her love to you. Said she's sorry about all the awful things she said about Grace and Bill Clinton. I think she's knitting us a wedding blanket as we speak.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Saul hugs Robert.
No, it's not. Hey, it's what it is.
What it's worth, I'm proud of you. I think what you did was very brave.
What is? Breaking the heart of a 90-year-old woman?
It's sweet that you still think she has a heart.
I'm just surprised that she can still muster up enough energy to be...
Her. Tell you what, if my mom was still alive, she'd bake you a Blintz casserole, kiss you on the head, and tell you you're wonderful.
Ooh, so I can eat Blintz casserole now?
Absolutely not.
Robert smiles. Saul kneels by him.
But...
Saul kisses Robert's forehead.
You are wonderful.
At the beach house, Jacob sits on the patio with a sandwich.
Hypocrite! You can't compare having a secret gun to getting us a secret benefactor. This was a good lie. Like when I told Saul it was perfectly normal for an adult man to like marionette theater.
Okay, first of all, that is a bad lie. Second of all, you went behind my back! To my daughter!
I don't know what your problem is. I wouldn't be mad at you if you went to Coyote.
So he could write one of his homemade checks?
You know what?
What?
I'm sick of you saying terrible things about my kids. I'm sick of you telling me when I'm allowed to pitch at the incubator and what time I have to have breakfast and whether or not there's a gun in my house. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of you. I'm out of here.
Till you come back.
Don't hold your breath.
Frankie leaves. Grace crosses her arms. cut to black.
And so the outside, it bashes us in, bashes us about a bit. Feel it tugging you, plowing you flat. Then feel it filling your sails and warm on your back.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.